One day, my husband called me and said that Lisa needed a place to live for a few months. And what did I think of inviting her to live with us? You need to know something about this decision. Lisa was beautiful, a 2-time winner of the Miss California competition, part of the Miss America pageant. Harold didn't know he had touched on an old insecurity of mine that cropped up whenever I was around beautiful women. I could just picture Lisa coming down the stairs for breakfast, looking radiant, while I was in my bathrobe looking like comedian Phyllis Diller. Well, if you don't know who Phyllis is, check out her hairstyle on the internet. What could I say? It would be very selfish of me to refuse, just because I had an insecurity that should have been dispatched long ago. After all, we did have a spare bedroom. So with trepidation, I agreed that we would invite her to come. You can probably guess that the ending to this story is a good one. Lisa went on to help us with our Guidelines television program and to become a close friend I love spending time with whenever possible. The Bible says man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. How much I would have missed if I had listened to my insecurities instead of trusting that God knew what He was doing. Sometimes it's scary when God asks us to do something outside our comfort zone, but He knows better than we do what we need. Trust Him one day at a time that He is sufficient for anything He asks you to do, for our sufficiency comes from Him.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.